Hello everyone and welcome to the HR Department Podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now on this podcast, we talk to Molly, Tracy and Jackie all about the new and exciting things that are happening with the HR Department in South Warwickshire and Rugby. Now, the HR department can help with all manner of things, so we talk about how they can help their customers, their products, their services, their workshops, what they enjoy about their job, and also all about the website where you can get loads of really cool free resources. So let's start with this brilliant podcast with Jackie, Tracy and Molly. Let's take it away. Hello everyone.
Say
hello.
Hi.
So I'm here with the HR department and we're going to be having a chat with three of their lovely, lovely members about how they can help businesses in and around South Warwickshire and Rugby. Does that sound all right? Cool. So if you want to just go around the table, let's introduce yourself and tell people a little bit about why you enjoy your job. Is that all right?
That's good.
Cool. Should we start with yourself, Tracy?
Me first. I'm Tracy Hudson. I'm the director of the HR department in South Warwickshire and the newly formed Rugby. And I started the HR department about 12 years ago.
Cool.
And I love it because I love working with small businesses and helping them grow.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Hi, Jackie. I'm Jackie Murto. I work for the HR department South Warwickshire, but I'll be opening in Rugby and we will be the HR department Rugby, so we'll have two offices. I've been working with Tracy for 6 years, although we've had the office here for 12 years. Been very successful. We've grown to a huge number of clients, so now the time is right to open in Rugby and help the companies there.
Brilliant. And what do you enjoy about your job?
My job is perfect for me because I like going out and meeting people and helping businesses. This is my dream job.
Oh, I'm very lucky.
Jackie gets a pay rise.
She says the right things. Brilliant. Molly.
I'm Molly Alcock. I am now Business Development Assistant at the HR department. I started as an apprentice, so I've been here nearly 2 years now. And the longer I've done the job, the more I've loved it. So I'm really looking forward to opening up in Rugby and helping more people.
Brilliant, brilliant. So just for people to get a bit of background, what actually is the HR department?
We specialise in outsourced HR for smaller companies. So just like in a big corporate business, you would go to HR if you need some help. The staff would go and talk to HR. The managers go and talk to HR if they need, if they've got questions about anything. We are the HR department of small businesses, so our clients are retained, so they can come and talk to us as often as they like. They get unlimited advice, so they have that same resource that you would get in a corporate, but for a fraction of the price.
Brilliant. And I suppose they only need it when they actually need it, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. And which locations are you actually helping at the moment?
Well, while we've been in South Warwickshire, we've covered Kenilworth, Leamington, Warwick, but with Rugby, there's a much bigger territory, so we'll be helping businesses in Coventry, Rugby, of course, going down as far as Daventry, almost as far as Banbury, across to Shipston, Wellesbourne, a huge area. Lots of places for us to visit, lots of networking that we'll get involved in. Very exciting opportunity for us.
Nice. And the networking side of it, is that yourself who's going to be doing it?
I'll be going out doing most of the networking. Molly will come along as well to some of the events. The best one that we found so far is Rugby Drive, which is a newly formed group. We've enjoyed that very much.
Nice. That's quite cool. So in terms of the HR department itself, what are the kind of the main services or the main clients or type of things do your clients normally need a hand with?
Probably day-to-day queries. So if somebody is off sick, how do I deal with that?
Okay.
Or somebody's done something they shouldn't have done, we might need to discipline them, how do we deal with that? Someone's submitted a complaint, what do I do? Those are the most frequent issues that we deal with, but then we also just do some positive stuff as well. So we will help with recruitment.
Cool.
And training and development, succession planning, that sort of thing that you need to think about. Who's going to take over my business in 10 years' time?
Yeah.
So it's helping with those sorts of things as well.
Okay. Is there any kind of crazy off-topic things that... Actually, no, Jackie's saying, me.
Something I think we ought to mention is that we give full tribunal insurance with our service, which is so important. It's something you can't find everywhere.
Cool. No, thank you. And actually, on that point... We had a conversation earlier on, Molly, about tribunals and it being published now. Is that right?
Yeah, they're starting to post the outcomes of the tribunal, so that's pretty scary to be a business owner and have your name there.
That's proper scary. Is there any kind of wacky or interesting kind of, not clients obviously, that you can say, or anything that you've thought, wow, I don't know how to do, not how to deal with this, but... Not your everyday situations.
I think probably my favourite one was where a client phoned and said our director just shot one of the employees. Should we pay them because they're now not working, they've gone home sick?
She's not making this up, Gary.
What?
It really happened.
So hang on. Let's backtrack. So,
amazing she is that she managed to solve that problem. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's fine, it was a BB gun. It's not, it was fine.
Oh, that's fine.
The damage was small, it was fine. But that's certainly, in small business, you get those kinds of issues where people will get frustrated with their staff and maybe act in a way that they shouldn't. So, yeah.
I've been working with staff for 18 years and
I've never been inclined to shoot them.
I might have bought it.
Do you carry a BB gun?
No. I've never. No, there's plenty of times when someone said something, you just think, what the hell are you talking about? But you don't shoot them with a BB gun or do anything like that.
We have had another gun-related issue where the manager of a business phoned us and asked if they needed to supply the guns to shoot the pigeons or whether it was an okay for an employee to bring their own gun.
Okay.
Because apparently the pigeons needed to be shot because they were in the warehouse and they couldn't get them out, and that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Every day is different, Gary. Lots of different issues every day.
Wow. I love it. The great thing about these podcasts for me is that you always learn and pick up so much. So to know that there's people crazier than me, that helps. That's good. It is. Cool. Now, is there, am I thinking you guys do workshops as well in different locations?
Yeah, we do. We have Tom, who does a number of our training sessions. He hosts them. He's amazing.
Cool. So what kind of topics does the workshops cover? Not just HR stuff, because that's going to be a given.
There's all sorts of leadership type workshops.
Okay.
And we do, our popular courses are things like having difficult conversations.
Okay.
So it's okay knowing what procedure to follow, but actually how you instigate those conversations sometimes can be quite difficult in a small business. So we do a lot of work around that. Things like appraisal training. It's okay just having an appraisal or let's fill out the form, but if you're not doing it properly, what's the point?
True.
So it's this added value stuff that's going to really help.
Yeah.
Help your managers in your business manage their staff appropriately.
Cool.
And effectively.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm guessing they can check out the website for all the latest updates in terms of the workshops.
All on the events page.
Perfect. Cool. So let's just have a little look at the website.
Okay.
Because there's loads of free stuff on there, free resources, I believe, for people.
There are. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what free stuff and what added value you can give.
There are some template documents on there that you can use in a business. So when people are leaving, you should do exit interviews. When people come back from being off sick, return to work interviews. Those sorts of documents are on our website.
Cool.
We also offer a free health check. So you can log onto the website, look at the resources page, and you can put your details in there. And then we'll be in touch to do a free health check and check that everything you're doing is good.
Brilliant. That helps.
Yeah.
That really does help. In terms of the website itself as well. There's a blog, which I believe you update regularly as well, which is quite cool.
Weekly blogs on there.
Nice one. And is there a newsletter as well that they'll get each month? Is that right?
There is, yeah. When you add your details into our contact page, then you'll get our newsletter. It's called People Matter. That comes out every month, and that talks about important updates that you need from an employment law perspective for a small business, and just some interesting news stories in there too.
Lovely. So from the 5th of July, rugby.
Yay!
So all three of you are going to be helping with the rugby. Mm-hmm. Who wants to give a little bit more information about where you are and addresses and that kind of thing? Jackie!
The office is going to be at Lumonic's house, so it's a great office. They've got lots of parking there. It's on Valley Drive. It's the postcode, if anyone wants to look it up, CV21 1TQ.
Good for
the
Sabbath.
And very excited to go there because it's parking's an issue, and we think it's a great place, so that's where we'll be.
Perfect. That's okay. And so from the start of July, people can find you there, check out the website.
Yeah.
Go from there.
Yeah, just get in touch.
Brilliant. And if they wanted to just quickly send you an email or anything like that, who's the easiest email address for them to get in contact
with? That's me. Tracy@hrdebt.co.uk.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tracy, Molly and Jackie, for spending the time with me and allowing me to meet your team, who are absolutely fantastic and really friendly, and also understand HR a little bit more, and also, more importantly, understand how HR department can help any business. And seriously, everyone who's listening to this podcast today could benefit from having a chat with Tracy and her lovely ladies. So check out her website, sign up for the free health check, and get in touch with them. Thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Leave comments below, share it with your friends, and have a great day. Take care.